that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. Oh, it's you that I see. Yes, Lord. Oh, at the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Yes, Lord, there is power. Oh, there is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing with me to the top, at the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see.
At the center
of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that
Hallelujah.
I see.
Hallelujah, sing that again. We sing at the center, Lord.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
One more time we sing at the center, Lord.
At the center of it all,
Hallelujah. Oh, for there is power.
There is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that
Hallelujah.
I see.
Sing it again.
Power in your name.
Praise your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. See it again. At the center of it all.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Yes, Lord, you are the center.
At the center of it all, that I see, it's you that I see.
See it again. Oh, you are, Lord, you are.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
One more time we sing at the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see.
Hallelujah.
That I see.
Oh,
miracles happen in your name. As you lift your voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Oh, for there is power.
There is power in your name.
stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the greatest, Lord. You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. Oh, you are greater, greater than the greatest, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the greatest.
Oh, you are Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest.
You are bigger, you are bigger, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest.
More time we sing. Oh, you are bigger, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher.
Here we go.
God is good. Hallelujah. It's good to see you all here in the house of the Lord this special, special day that people call Good Friday. If you were a religious person, you might wonder what is so good about Good Friday. Somebody died. If you're a Catholic, you might be wondering, I can eat my steak. It's Good Friday. What's so good about that? But today we want to talk about what is so good about Good Friday. Amen? There's something to celebrate. Now, let me state a disclaimer at the very beginning, and then we're going to pray. You cannot count 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday. So, what we celebrate as Good Friday is not really the day of the week that the Lord Jesus Christ died. It's just tradition that it's set on that particular day. But, having said that, because the church tried to attach itself to certain days, I guess it's a way of competing for the market. You know, there's Judaism and it's Sabbath and there's Islam and its own Sabbath. Everything's happening in the weekend. So why not? But that does not remove the fact that Jesus died. And tonight, we want to talk about that. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence in this house and for the lives that are going to be changed permanently today. That those that are going to be snatched from the very claws of the enemy, snatched from the teeth of the enemy, snatched from the harassment of the enemy. Today, many shall be delivered from their enslavement to sin and to activities of unrighteousness and will begin to see themselves in a new light, the light of your glory, the light of your peace. And I ask, O Father, that everyone here and everyone hearing my voice this day and in days to come will experience the gift of your grace, the gift of salvation, redemption, deliverance, the atonement, O God, that was brought about by what Jesus Christ our Lord did in obedience to your directives. Thank you, Father, that it is so. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The Word of God says to us in the Psalms, Psalm 107 and verse 2. Psalm 107 and verse 2. The Word of God says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen? Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. When Jesus died on the cross, experience what the Word of God calls redemption. Someone say redemption. But the Word of God says the redeemed of the Lord need to do what? So what are they supposed to say? I am redeemed. Now take note of that statement, because that's your lifesaver. And I'm not talking about some candy. Say it again. One more time. I am redeemed. Interesting. Why is that important to you? That's important to you because that is your caveat. That is the statement that you need to speak out of your mouth when the enemy is attacking you. I am redeemed. Now, what does that mean? Now, when we come to the New Testament, we'll find the word bought, we'll find the word redeemed, and the word is agora. Can you say that? Agora. Now, you have just spoken Greek. Agora. What is an agora? An agora is the marketplace. An agora is the marketplace where things are purchased. Amen? So, you and I, by the definition of the Word of God, we're in a marketplace as slaves to the devil. Jesus came to that agora and he bought us. Amen? He bought us. And there was a transfer of ownership. Say, transfer of ownership. So you used to belong to the devil. And now when Jesus bought you, you became the property of God. Say, I am redeemed. Now that means that the abuse that I used to get when I was a slave of Satan can no longer transfer itself to me in my present. When I was with him, He could abuse me with sickness and disease and poverty and worry and restlessness and confusion and all of that. He could beat me up and nobody could do anything to him because I was property. Did you get that? I was the devil's property. But when Jesus came and bought me, I no longer belonged to the devil. Praise the Lord. You should get really happy. I am no longer property of the devil, now property of God. And there is freedom in that grace. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. God got me out of the agora, out of the marketplace where the devil was busy selling me from one person to another. Sold me from alcoholism to drug addiction to prostitution to whatever. God came in there and said, no more. Amen. Hallelujah. No more. Every day with one trouble or the other. Because the devil was busy shifting me like merchandise from one person to the other. But I'm no longer for sale. Huh? Hallelujah. No longer for what? Sale. I belong to God, and God is not trading me for nothing else. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's a good place to start, don't you think? Wow. In 1 Corinthians chapter, you see, the word of God says he had redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. The devil doesn't have the right to trash your life anymore. The devil doesn't have a right to condemn you anymore. Why? You don't belong to him. You fall and stand before your master, not before that master. That was the old master, and he had a right over your life in the past, but this is a new day. It's a new season. It's a new time. It's a new now. I belong to God. I am redeemed. So when the enemy comes and is accusing you, when the enemy comes and is trying to put problems into your life, you say, hey, I don't belong to you. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I belong to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20. It says, for ye are bought with a price. There was a price for redemption. Therefore, because you've been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are what? God's. Your body and your spirit belongs to God. So the devil cannot come and kill your body because it does not belong to him. This is the, let the redeemed of the Lord what? If you don't say so, if you don't know what your rights are, then the devil has every right to abuse you. But when you know that you don't belong to him, and he's messing around with you, you say, hey, thank you very much. You cannot do that. I don't belong to you. I have been purchased, bought with a price. A price was paid, and you cannot eat your cake and have it at the same time. Don't mess with me. I have a new owner who is Lord over my life, over my body. Therefore, you cannot come here and stick arthritis on me. You cannot come here and stick cancer on me. You cannot come here and harass me with wrinkles. Glory be to God. My youth is renewed like the eagles. I belong to God. Amen? This is your message. This is the declaration and the decree of God. You cannot mess with my mind. I belong to God. I was bought with a price. Therefore, the only thing I'm going to do henceforth is to glorify God. And God is not glorified by cancer. He's not glorified by diabetes. He's not glorified by high blood pressure. He's not glorified by skin cancer. He's not glorified by anything that is evil. Therefore, whatever is not of God, get out of my life. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 103. Watch what the word of God says there. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, my kidneys, my lungs, my pancreas, my heart, everything that's within me, bless the name of the Lord. Liver, bless the name of the Lord. If you don't want to bless the name of the Lord, you're fired and you'll be replaced by a new part. You say, Pastor, that's very radical. I'm talking about how radical God is with the message of redemption. Jesus died on the cross for a reason. It was not just so I can go to heaven. He said, the thief comes to do what? Steal, kill, and what? Destroy. But I have come that you might have what? Life, and have it more abundantly. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know the thing about the flock of the Lord? Those that belong to God, the word of God says, they will go in and out and find pasture. So every step you take is a step into the abundance of God. Believers must not think lack. Amen? As a child of God, created in the image and the likeness of God, you have rights. And if you don't know what your rights are, somebody will abuse you. Did you hear that? There are believers, Christians, that are getting abused daily because they do not know what their rights are. They do not know that they've been bought from the marketplace. And that they now belong to God. And everything about them belongs to God. Oh, I don't know if you heard that. Everything that belongs to you belongs to whom? So the devil does not have the right to go touch your car. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. The devil has no rights to your house, to your appliances. Because you and everything you got belong to God. Is somebody listening? Oh, they have a guarantee or a warranty for this appliance. It only lasts 10 years. So when it's now 10 years, it's going to break up. No, it belongs to me and my things belong to God. And God's money is not going for fixing. Some of you are looking at me cross-eyed. You say, Pastor, is this for real? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's how, when my transmission broke down, I laid hands on it. And I spoke to my transmission, and it got fixed. Because it belonged to God. My money belongs to God. Why would I want to spend my money buying stuff that is going to fall apart and waste the blessings of the Lord on my life on stuff anyhow, when God can bless me and bless everything that I lay my hands on? Is that what the Word of God says? You bless the works of your hands. Whatever it is that you lay your hands. And then the Word of God says, wherever you put your step, it's yours. So not only am I redeemed and purchased of God and belong to God, God's Word says, wherever I go, starts to belong to me and to Him. I'm not going to go there. Listen to the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 22. First Corinthians chapter 7 and 22. He says, for he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's what? Free man. So when God bought you out of slavery to himself, he bought you into freedom. Praise the Lord. I am free. Say, I am free. Because I am redeemed. Now, you must not use your freedom wrongly. See, when you were bought by God and brought into His family, He did not take from you your self-will. He did not take from you your ability to make decisions. He just bought you out of the market, never to go back to that market, and he brought you to himself. And when he bought you, he made you a free person. Free to do what? Free to make your own choices. Because love, you were bought unto love. The Bible says God is what? Love. God is a spirit. And there are other spirits. But God is love, the very manifestation of love himself. And when you have love reigning supremely, then you must also have the ability to freely make choices. Because if I am to love, I have to have the freedom not to love. Are you with me so far? Now, we're dealing with an issue. Remember, we were slaves to sin, slaves to the devil, but now we've been bought out of that marketplace of sin, which means that from this very moment on, since I'm no longer in that marketplace of sin, I should be able to walk uprightly and righteous. Yes? But why then do people that have been bought from sin unto the righteousness of God continue in sin? Well, because they have the right to make personal choices. So what is the antidote? I surrender my heart to God. The one who has freed me, I say, I choose to be your slave. Oh, did I lose you? You can choose to be the slave of the one that you are serving. And the Bible calls it, uses the word doulos. So Paul will say, I am a slave of Jesus Christ. You move from one slavery to another. But this slavery over here, where the devil is reigning and has control, is getting you into every device and every problem. This slavery is from one who loves you and wants to bestow upon you his glory, all that he is. Establish you in your going out and your coming in. But for that to happen, you have to surrender to say, not my will be done. Remember the statement of the Lord Jesus Christ before he went to the cross. Not my will, but your will. Yeah? It's turning over my will over to him. Boss, whatever it is you want. God, whatever it is you want, I'll do that. And when we turn over our lives over to the living God, now we can now walk fully in the freedom that we have elected to have in our lives. But free you were. You were free to walk uprightly and righteously before God, but you're also free to make the decision that you want to make. You want to go back to the marketplace? That's your decision. You want to live in sin, in alcoholism, in fornication and adultery, in covetousness, in gossip? That's your decision. You want to live your life lying and cheating and confused and restless and living a life of worry and beaten down? That's your decision. But the day you decide, no more. That is not my story. I belong to God. That's the day all things become new. Did you get that? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. It is Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So I'm giving myself to the one who gave himself for me. Do you see that? That is the factor that's going to determine whether I'm going to live a righteous, holy life or continue to live in sin. So when Jesus redeemed us, he redeemed us from that market permanently. But he did not redeem us to rob us of our self-will, of our ability to choose. So he redeemed us to make us free what? Free men. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 again. Likewise also, he that is called being presently, present tense continuous, being free is what? Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of what? Oh, glory to God. Now, what did he just tell us? He says, you've been bought from that. Don't become servants to men. Why? Because it is men that the devil now uses to get us back into bondage. The fear of man will cause you to compromise. He says, don't be afraid of men anymore. Don't be afraid of men. Because if you are afraid of men, you will allow men to abuse you, kick you around, keep you in bondage, keep you in defeat. He says, I bought you with a price. I got you from Satan's control. Don't now become controlled by man and man's system. Did you get that?
So we've been delivered from the hand of Satan, but now he says, now make sure that you don't become in bondage to man. Is he saying that we should not serve people? No, that's not what he's saying. He's just simply saying, don't lose your mind and lose the fact that I paid the price for you. No man should control you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He says, brethren, let every man wherein he is called therein abide, remain with God. Since you've been bought with a price, remain with God. Stay with God. Continue with God. Allow God's goodness to be revealed in your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 26, Deuteronomy 9 and verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 26. He says here, I prayed therefore unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through what? Thy greatness. Through your greatness you redeemed us, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt with a what? Mighty hand. This is how you did it. In 1 Kings chapter 1 and verse 29. 1 Kings chapter 1 and verse 29. It tells us that we've been redeemed from distress. He says, and the king swore and said, as the Lord liveth that hath redeemed my soul out of all what? Distress. I've been redeemed out of all distress. I've been redeemed from the enemy. I've been redeemed from the hands of man. I've been redeemed from all distress. Anything that's going to stress me up, I've been redeemed from that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. First Chronicles chapter 17 and verse 21. 1 Chronicles 17 and verse 21. The reason I'm telling you about the Old Testament is to let you and I come to this understanding that whatever it is God did in redeeming his people in the Old Testament, when Jesus Christ came, he did that plus. Did you get that? So if he says, redeemed from distresses, I should receive that and say, hey, I'm not going to live a stressful life. No, I refuse to be stressed out. I am what? Redeemed. He says, and what one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel, whom God went to redeem to be his own people. He went to redeem. He moved from one point to another to redeem. Hallelujah. Why? To be his own people. To make thee a name of greatness. In essence, my redemption is so that God can establish greatness on my life. Praise the Lord. Jesus died on the cross. That story we know. But why did he die? It was not only so that my sins can be forgiven. It was not only so that I can be bought, removed from the marketplace of sin, but also to bring me to a place where my name becomes great. Where your name becomes great. You know what? When your name is great? When you don't need a title. That's when you know your name is great. Just a mention of your name will shoot up all kinds of ideas. If you and I have to live our lives and be identified by titles, Dr. So-and-so, Pastor So-and-so, Bishop So-and-so, Apostle So-and-so, Engineer So-and-so, if you're from Nigeria, then you've not had a great name. Your great name should open doors for you just by the mention of your name. Listen, child of God. Just like the name of Jesus Christ opens doors, because you belong to Him, when you move, doors should swing open just by the mention of your name. I don't know if you heard what I said. Just the mention of your name. Oh, wow. I know that guy. Come on in here. Come on in here. What do you need? And to serve you, because your name is what?
Great.
And that's the promise of God. To make thee a name of greatness and terribleness or awesomeness. That's what it is. Your name should be awesome. Hallelujah. By how? By driving out nations from before thy people, whom thou hast what? Redeemed. So God has made my name great and awesome, made me a great and awesome person. And how did He do it? He drove everybody that was occupying the space that belongs to me out and relocated me in a great place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So that in that greatness, when your name is heard, there is reverence and there's respect. Praise the Lord. Because of whom you represent. Did you get that? Now, in just a moment, I'm going to talk to you about the price that Jesus paid and why it worked. Will you be okay with that? Isaiah 43 and verse 1. Let me look at that for a moment. Isaiah 43 and verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. Why? For I have what? Redeemed thee. Don't be afraid. I have redeemed thee. Paul will say, God has not given to you the spirit of what? Fear. But a spirit of love, power, and a sound, mature, disciplined mind. Amen? Don't be afraid. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Watch that. Thou art mine. You're mine. You belong to me. We have some speakers sitting here. It doesn't have the name of the company that produces speakers. Guess whose name it has? Glory and Peace. Right there. Bang. It's our name that's on it. Did we produce it? No. We bought it, and honor says, put my name there. Look at the chairs that you're sitting on. It has Glory and Peace logo on it. Well, God, when God bought you, He stamped you with His name. Oh, I don't know. Come on. Somebody help me here. God stamped you with His name. Do you know what they did with slaves? They put a mark on them. And that said, you belong to that slave master. But thank God, God, my father is in the tattoo business, but in the tattoo removal business. Hallelujah. He not only bought you, He removed the tattoo of the enemy. And then He tattooed you with Himself, and then tattooed Himself with the image of you. Come on, somebody help me. You're tattooed into the hands of God. And it says, you belong to me. And every time you face a situation, you say, hey, look here, look at these hands. Why is he looking at these hands? Because the Bible says, I am crucified with. So only just pointing at some cross somewhere. He said, look at these hands. The price has been paid. I was in Christ. So 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was dying on the cross, he took you with him. He took my sister with him. He took this sister. So many sisters in here. Sister, come on, where are the guys? Hallelujah. I belong to God. And the proof of it is that I died with him. I've been marked. A price has been paid. I belong to God. Say it with me, I belong to God. I am redeemed. Therefore, the devil and his cohorts, demons and men, have no right of influence or control on my life. Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 5. Look at that. Revelation chapter 5. Verse 9. Watch this. Revelation 5, 9. He says, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God. We've been redeemed from the marketplace, the agora of sin, and we've been redeemed to God by thy blood out of every kindred, every tongue, every people, every nation. Why were we redeemed unto God? We're redeemed so that God can do something else, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and has made us unto our God. What is that statement about? That means when Jesus paid the price and took you out of the agora, out of the marketplace, he dressed you up so that you don't show up before the Father like a slave, but he made you a king. And he made he made you kings and priests. So when you came before God, you came decked up. Hallelujah. Decked up. Glory be to God. Now, don't take that outfit off. Because when you are moving back and forth, it must be clear that there is a king coming through. There is a priest coming through. Devil, move. Hallelujah. The one that belongs to God is coming through. Did you get that? Hallelujah. Now, there's so much more to share with you, but let me go to what made all of this possible. What is this price? Because the Bible says a price was paid. Many years ago, the Lord began to speak to me about the price. He said, it was the blood. Yes, it is. Do you understand what redemption means? I said, yes, it means to buy. So if there is something to buy, and you were the one that was bought, there was a price paid. I said, yes. And he said to me, he said, the devil's got you, right? I said, when you were in sin, yes? He's got the world, yes? What did he want that he could not have? I thought about it. He wanted the throne. So do you know what I did? When Jesus went to be my champion. For remember the word of God, John 3:16, say it with me. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And it dawned on me. You know, when I read that verse all these years, I only thought about the second half. But the point is, the word of God says, God so loved the world. So it is the love of God that caused him to send his son Jesus. That whosoever believes in him, and I thought that whosoever believes in him only referred to Jesus. But no, it is not only a reference to believing in Jesus, it's a reference in believing in a God who loved. And the passage began to have a new look to me. I have to believe in God. And Jesus says, if you believe in me, you must have believed in the one who sent me. Oh. If I believe, I will not what? Perish. That's a part of the will, your self-will. You should not. If you believe in the Father and the Son, you should not perish, but you should have what? Everlasting life. And he began to unfold the passage to me. He began to unfold the whole track to me. He said, son, I had to put my throne on the line. I said, what? He said, yes. What backs the blood and causes the blood to be effective is the backing of my throne. I said, what are you saying to me? He said, when I sent and allowed Jesus to go out, I had, Father, had to exercise faith in believing that my son is going to do right by me. I said, are you telling me that you allowed Jesus to go to that cross, recognizing that he could fail, and if he failed, you cease to be God? He said, yes. I said, how can you do that? It's because, he says, because I love you. God was willing to lose his position as the Almighty God because of me. And then you are going to think little of yourself when God thinks so much about you and thinks you are worthy. That he was willing to lose his throne to save me, and then I'm going to say, get my life and give it to drugs and mess up my life? No. That's not the way it's supposed to be. My life belongs to God. God so thinks so highly of me and thinks I am worth somebody. You're worth it to me. I'm willing to give up everything I've got just to get you out of that marketplace. I created you in my image and likeness, and I'm going to take the blame for every failure you've taken on. So the Bible says, Jesus says, the one who gave me up has the greater sin. He wasn't talking about Judas. He wasn't talking about Judas. He was talking about the Father. He takes on. He says, you're going to blame me that I created the devil. You're going to blame me that you are in a world and sin and blah, blah. You're going to blame me. But let me tell you what. I'm going to change this thing. I'm going to take your place. I'm going to give you the power to live victoriously. I'm going to grace you and make you a king and a priest. I'm going to give you a great name and cause you to be awesome. I'm going to do everything. Blame me all you want, but I'm reversing it. But now that I give you the power to live uprightly and called grace, that's what grace is. You don't have any more reason to blame me. Whatever decisions you make henceforth, that's your decision. But I'm going to give you the power to live right. For the word of God says, I can do all what? Things through Christ who strengthens me. You have the strength and the capacity and the ability to walk in freedom. Stop blaming everybody. Stop blaming the devil. Stop blaming people. Stop blaming your father. Stop blaming your mother. Stop blaming your uncles. Stop blaming whatever it is you want to blame. You have the right and the power of God operating in you to make a different decision and say, no more. I don't belong to you. I don't belong to that system. I belong to God. People who live in a world of blame will never be free. Oh, my father abused me. You're not going to be free that way. Oh, well, the government, you're not going to be free that way. So what does the word of God say? It says, forgive. Let it go. Let it go. Because whatever it is you don't forgive, your mind is going to be focused on. You may be out of the marketplace, but while you are thinking about whatever the slave master did to you before, you are still a slave. That makes sense? You're still a slave because you've given rent to the enemy. He's occupying your every thought. Everything you're thinking about, everything you're doing has some relationship back to that past. And the word of God says, don't attach yourself to that. You're new. You're a new person. Amen? Let your victorious life be the biggest revenge. Praise the Lord. Your freedom. Let it be your revenge. When you see that slave master, catwalk. Hallelujah. Go to another place and let the devil cry. I used to. But no more. I am free. You know, see, if he had an old boyfriend, that messed with you, didn't take you seriously. Now you have a new boyfriend, husband, that's taking good care of you, buying you the best of the best. Oh, my, rub it in the face of that old guy. Every time that old guy sees you, says, yikes, I didn't know what I was missing. And God says, I am worth it. I'm worth being redeemed. This is a watch. Follow this thought with me as I go one step further, talk about redemption. Imagine for a moment that this watch is 500 years old. It belonged to my great, 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 great grandfather. But when my father bought this watch some 500 years ago, he paid an equivalent of $1 for it. But it's come through the ranks, through the years, and now it's mine. Now, when I finally got it, I look forward to the day that I'm going to give it to my son. And it's going to pass on that way. But one day I'm driving down the street and I run out of gas. I go to the gas station. I thought I had money in my pocket. I filled my gas tank up and went to pay, but I didn't have the money to pay for it. So I say to the cashier, you know what? I didn't carry my checkbook. I didn't carry my wallet, and I don't have any of my cards with me. Would you let me go and I'll come back and I'll pay? He said, nope. Can't do that. Can't do that. You have to pay me my cash. I look out the street. I see a pawn shop. So I go to the pawn shop. And I said to the guy at the pawn shop, I'd like to get $100 to pay for my gas bill. The guy says, what are you willing to pawn for now? I said, I don't have anything, but let me give you this watch and I'll come back for it. Gives me the $100. I go, I pay, I drive off. I have all kinds of businesses going on, and I'm supposed to pick up deadline 1 month's time. But I traveled. And I came back and I said, yikes, that watch, I better get back there real quick. I get there and the guy says, nope, the watch now belongs to me. What do you mean belongs to you? I'm going to pay you the $100 in interest. In fact, I'll double the amount. I'll give you $200 for it. You give me $100, I give you $200 for it. The guy says, no, I'm keeping the watch. I'll give you $1,000 for it. No, I'm keeping the watch. I'll give you $100,000 for it. The guy says, don't you speak English? Don't you understand? No. Are you kidding me? You're not going to give me the watch? No, it now belongs to me. Our contract is you come back here in a month's time. Now it's a month and 1 day. Mine. What will it take for me to redeem this watch from you? Buy this watch back. What belonged to me to buy it back? And remember, you belong to God before the devil got you. And he's coming to buy you back. So redeem. Okay, tell you what. I'll give you all of my shares. I'll give you all of my houses. I'll give you everything I've got. How much is that? $20 billion. You're going to give me $20 billion for what? Yeah. I'll give it to you. Guy says, get your lawyers here, let's sign off. Sign off. I get my watch. He gets his $20 billion. My question is, what is the value of this watch? Is it a dollar or 20 billion? 20 billion, right? Okay. Who is Jesus? Is Jesus God? So the price that God paid to buy me was the price of God. Did you get that? He paid the price of God to get me. What is my value now? The value of God. In the eyes of God, I have the value of Himself. Did you get that? Now, let me wrap. And there's all kinds of places I can go. Let's split the word redeem. Re and deem. Re is a repeat. Deem is a purpose. So to redeem is not just a matter of buying back, but we've talked about other things, about this other aspect. It was to repurpose, to reassign. This is deem for this. So when God redeemed you and I, He repurposed us. So now I am not an abused woman. I'm no longer an abused man. I have a new vision, a new assignment, something that God is doing with my life. What was meant for evil now turns out to become good. I don't remember the name of the man right now, but his son was kidnapped and killed. And because of that, he started a movement, an organization to find criminals and those that are busy kidnapping little ones. And he has a great organization today. But guess what? It happened because something happened to him. The pain that the enemy has caused you, you can flip around and make it a conduit through which you bring healing and deliverance to others. Rather than staying in pain and wallowing in the pain, turn it around. Turn that sad look the other way. Amen? Change it. Hallelujah. It will drive the devil crazy. Because no matter what he's done, it didn't work. It worked out for my good, not my defeat. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you are celebrating the goodness of God and you want to be bought out of the marketplace, the agora of sin and defeat, and you want to accept what Jesus Christ did, then tonight is your night to do it. Your life can be turned right side up. You don't belong in that marketplace anymore. Hallelujah. You don't belong in that marketplace anymore. In
First John chapter 2, the Word of God says that Jesus was the propitiation or the satisfaction for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Do you know that Jesus redeemed every single person on the planet? There's nobody in the planet that deserves to go to hell. Jesus paid the price for everybody. But you have to agree and believe that you no longer belong to that slave master to experience your freedom. If you don't accept what Jesus did, you will stay in the marketplace. And tonight, I don't know who it is that needs to turn their lives over to God. By accepting what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. There were two thieves, one on the left and one on the right. The one on the right decides that he's going to be with Jesus. The one on the left says, if you are who you say you are, why don't you save you yourself and save us? Let us just take us out of this cross. And the other one says, shut up, man. This guy's not done anything wrong. And he says to the Lord, remember me. Remember me. Remember the statement of God to us this year? It's remember me. He says, remember me when you get into your what? Your kingdom. And Jesus says, today you shall be with me in paradise. One went straight to hell and the other went with him to paradise. You can make a decision today on where you're going to be. Lost forever or found in the embrace of the love of God. Amen? All heads bowed. Let me give everyone an opportunity. You're here today. You've heard the word of the Lord. And you're making that decision. I want to be on God's side. I want God to be my master, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer. I want to turn my life over to God. Pastor, will you pray with me? I want to change, an eternal change for my life. If that's you, just raise your hand and I'll pray with you. I see those hands. I see those hands. I see all kinds of hands all over this place. Oh, bless you. You can put it down now. I want everyone to rise with me. And I want you to repeat after me these words. O Most High God, thank you for loving me. I did not know how much value you have for me. Today, I've heard it. Not only are you the worthy Lamb, you have made me worthy of salvation. You have redeemed me. And today, I receive the wonderful grace of redemption. I believe you died on the cross, that you were buried, and that you rose again from the dead. I died with you. I was buried with you, and I rose again with you. By the declaration of faith, I receive now the full impact and benefit of salvation. Most High God, take my life. such as it is, and make me a new person for your glory. Help me, Lord. Separate myself from the lies, the deception, the condemnation, the accusation of Satan and men. I separate myself to you right now. Take me, Lord, and make something wonderful out of my life. Jesus, be my Lord and Savior. Father, be my God. Holy Spirit, fill me to the overflow and help me live a new life. In Jesus' mighty name, I ask it and I receive it now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Well, you've heard me say it many times before. You may be seated. Jesus died, was buried, and 3 days later, he rose from the dead. I remember the Lord coming to me and talking to me, and he said, do you know why it was 3 days? I said, no, why was it 3 days? He said, the first day, I was dealing with every issue that concerns your past. I said, wow. He said, the second day, I dealt with your present. I said, that's amazing. He said, on the third day, I dealt with everything in your future. Amen. I covered it all. Amen. In 3 days. You are free, my son. Walk in freedom. Don't you like it? The good news of God's love. He dealt with your past. All the things in your past that are plaguing you and trying to mess up your present, he dealt with it already. Let it go. Everything that you need for today, he's furnished you with. And everything in your future, he's already dealt with. Past, present, future. All of your life is taken care of. From this day, celebrate it. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. At this time, let us first of all come and honor God with our offerings, our gifts of faith, special offering unto the Lord, and just trust God. And you know what? I think I'd like to do communion. Please, if you may, let's have the communion elements in place.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we waiting for anyone? If you've not been saved, just wave so they can come to you. And those of you who are watching online, if you are home, you can grab your communion and join us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, while they're still serving, we just praise the Lord. We thank God that He paid the price for us. Somebody say, I'm God's property.
I'm God's property.
So Hallelujah. You never have to doubt that you are His property. You belong to Him. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
So somebody say, no trespass.
No trespass.
So nothing should ever trespass your life again.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Can you touch yourself and say, no trespass?
No trespass.
So you're telling that to all the things God have created, that no trespass.
Hallelujah.
So we need to start enforcing what God has paid for.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If something's paid for and purchased for you, you got to take it with you. Mm. Amen. Everybody is paid for.
Amen.
Everybody's provided for, but you got to take what belongs to you. Mm. Somebody say, I take what God has paid for.
I take what God has paid
I for. Receive it for me.
I receive it for me.
And my household.
And my household.
So salvation has been paid for every member of your family.
Amen.
Those that are alive, those that are to be born, they are all paid for.
Amen.
Somebody say, I receive.
I receive.
You begin to take what belongs to you.
Amen.
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 If something is given to you and you reject it, then it's not yours. You mm-hmm. got to have it. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, I take possession.
I take possession
of what God has done for me
and
my household.
Somebody
say, I receive possession.
I receive possession
of my health.
Of my health.
Of my wealth.
Of my wealth.
Of my land.
Of my land.
Of everything.
Of everything.
The earth is the Lord's.
The earth is the
Lord. It's no longer the devil, it's the Lord. Mm. Amen.
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 Jesus redeemed the earth.
Yes.
He shed his blood for the earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So somebody said, the earth is the Lord.
The earth is the Lord.
And because it's the Lord, it's also mine. So every city you live in, you shall have safety.
Amen.
Say, I receive.
I receive.
Safety.
Safety.
Somebody say, I receive health.
I receive health.
So the food you eat will not be poisonous against you.
Amen.
Your food will be healthy.
Amen.
So when you speak over your groceries, they will do good for your body.
Amen.
They will not work against you.
Amen.
Somebody say, I
receive
redemption.
Redemption
for everything.
For everything.
Say amen.
Amen.
Your children will not go crazy.
Amen.
They will have a sound mind.
Amen.
God has paid the price.
Amen.
And we receive it.
Amen.
You will not go crazy.
Amen.
Those old age sickness will not be yours.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You will not lose your mind or your memory.
Amen.
You will be sharp.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Because you are quickened by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
we heard a wonderful word of God tonight. We just need to take it and enjoy it.
Amen.
Don't let the devil blackmail you. He's not part of your family. You are God's family.
Glory to God.
Say, I belong to God.
I belong to God.
So take of this body that is broken for us, that we will receive his wholeness. Somebody say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm the healed of the Lord.
I'm the healed of the Lord.
Walking in divine health.
Walking
take and
in divine
eat.
Health. The word of God says, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Sin is the name of the slave master. And when the blood of Jesus cleansed us, he removed the tattoo of the enemy,
yes.
The markings of the enemy, whatever it is of the enemy that has plagued and marked and influenced my life.
Yes.
He was cleansed. Take of this cup, drink, and be cleansed of all defilement,
Amen.
All sin, all unrighteousness, all iniquity and transgressions, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Someone say, I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
All things are passed away.
All things are passed away.
Behold all things. In my life, I'm now new to the glory of the Father,
the Son,
and the Holy Spirit.
I am spirit-filled,
energized,
empowered
to live life
to the full.
I am protected,
provided for,
and God
has given me
a great
and awesome
name.
I possess
my possessions
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I'll come to you in just a moment. Just give us a few more minutes of your time. And we're going to log off from those that are on Facebook and YouTube. But we'd like to say hello to those that are on Zoom, and then there are some very dear people.